All right, let's go ahead and call this meeting to order with roll call.
Murphy?
Yep.
Beppo?
Here.
Perry?
Here.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Here.
Stuber?
Here.
All right, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We welcome you to remain standing, if you so choose, as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to live in this republic. We thank you for the opportunity to voice the opinions and the hearts of our people. We thank you, Lord, for also charging us with hearing the hearts and the thoughts of our people. So, Lord, we ask you for wisdom as we conduct the business of Tolono here tonight. And we ask you, Lord, that your wisdom not just rest on us tonight, but every day, every night, so that we do what's best for this community, not what's best for any single person. We thank you for that. We trust you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, do we have any public comments? Nothing? We have two guests in here. Do you guys want to say something?
Yeah. That's one here. I live at 707 East Lorman. And because we don't have any sidewalks, we have kids that ride their bikes up and down the roads. Mm-hmm. We have people that walk their dogs. And the people that live in the 800 block fly up and down our street. One of them is 803 with a silver Chrysler. I mean, fly. And Terry Evans lives across the street. She is a employee of the village. And she says that there's a girl in a little black car that's constantly on her phone that doesn't stop at stop signs. So what can we do about this?
Police chief's right there in the yellow shirt. He's actually been out and about over the last week, going to different. No, I mean, the board gave him direction about a week or so ago to start doing a speed study. We're talking about like lowering the speed. The problem is we only have one police officer as of right now. Hopefully after this meeting we'll have a couple more and we'll get back up to full staffing and we can actually do a little bit more patrol in certain areas to slow people down.
Yeah, but we have kids riding their bikes.
But the speed limit's 30 miles an hour, and 30 miles an hour is really fast in town.
On the residential streets also?
Yes, yeah, it's 30 miles an hour. Our lawyer's right, I'm next to you right there, and to lower the speed limit in town, we have to actually do a speed study. That's what our police department is doing right now, is a speed study, and we're hoping from that we can start lowering the speed limit in town a little bit. Because, like I said, 30 miles an hour is really fast. So a lot of times they're not speeding, they just look like they're speeding. Because he's been running traffic all over town. And have you found anybody speeding yet?
The highest, I think, so far has been 7 over, and that's been on Benham.
Okay.
Which,
they're more welcome to sit on our driveway and watch them fly.
And there's a lot, I mean, give him your address, and he can, after, you know, you guys can step out there so you're not on audio, but give him your address and I'm sure he'll probably take you up on it because
it's the evenings is a good time. I mean, there was kids riding their bikes in the silver car at 803 Larman. We know where they live. I mean, they didn't even slow down. They just got on the other side of the road and watch these little kids ride their bikes. You know, somebody's going to get hurt.
And that's something our chief can do too. Maybe he can speak with them. Is it a younger kid driving it, or is it
older? I don't
older
know how many people drive that car.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's a problem throughout town. We've had a lot of complaints just recently because I think maybe it's everybody's home now, and before we didn't have, you know, people went to school and they went to work, and now like everybody's around and there's more traffic.
Yeah.
So we've been getting a lot more complaints, and there's more people out walking too.
Yeah, a lot of people walk up and down our street with their dogs too.
So
I don't know why, but
we are working on it though. But we appreciate you coming in because we read the Facebook stuff, and you're the second person that's actually come to the board and actually talked about it to us.
Another thing I want to address is the street, the Larman Street. Half of the street in my block is blacktopped. I don't know why. But they've tried to put the oil and chip it. And a couple years ago, I had to stand out there and wouldn't let them do it because it's blacktopped. And then if you go down to 3rd and Larman, it's terrible. And when they chip it and oil it, whatever they do, it's not doing any good. They're just wasting the village's money because it is so bad. And I would like to see if it's possible, you know, the east side of town's an old side of town, and those roads are really bad. And the chipping, it's not doing any good to them. It needs to be graded up and fixed the proper way. I would like to see it, I know this is stretching it, but like on Strong where they've got, you know, where the trucks go and they have that real nice black, whatever it is, mm-hmm. on the road. That would be nice to have that up and down that road. Of course, some people speak more than that. But
well, here's what, drive through that part of town too. Do Austin Street and all around in there. They just redid, surfaced Austin Street. What we did on the truck route was really kind of expensive. It was cheap at the time when we did it because it was kind of new. And then we tried to do it again because we're like, we like this. So we tried to do it on more roads, and it was like double the price what it was the year before. So we found something a little bit different, and that's what they put down on, I can't remember all the streets. Do you remember, Ryan? It was Austin.
Reynolds.
Austin's a big one.
Reynolds.
Reynolds. And drive through those and see what you think because they just finished them up. The only thing they have left to do is brush them, and they'll come back in a couple weeks and brush them, but they're pretty much done. I like that. It was a little softer mix, but it's pretty thick, and then on top of that, they come back in a couple weeks after it's had time to settle, and then they put kind of a steel slag mix on it so it lasts longer, and it almost kind of looks like blacktop.
All you have to do is just go to the corner of Larman and 3rd Street, and it's just terrible.
Yeah, we're slowly getting... We're kind of our two experiments to see which one will last a little bit. We're slowly going through town and trying to put something better on them so they'll last longer.
Yeah, because if you put the oil and the chips down, mm-hmm. the next day it rains, you can go and see all the potholes. You can see that they're absolutely no good whatsoever.
This stuff I kind of like.
This actually, what we're doing now actually resurface, builds up the road and resurfaces it so those will all disappear. And then that's a oils, rock, another. It's got a steel something in it. I can't remember what it's called.
It's like,
build it up. It sits in on there for a few 2-3 weeks, then they come back and oil and chip over that. So.
Yeah, I just hate to see them spend the money to do something that's not working.
Yeah, this is working pretty good so far. We've been pretty happy with it.
So if we've got this road that's like this, that's going to take care of that. Mm-hmm. This new.
It builds it up and it puts a crown back on the road. And basically the old oil and chips get it's like a W from the cars running on both sides. That'll get rid of that sort of runoff.
So you are going to work on the east side of town?
Yep, next, yes. Mm-hmm. We've sectioned off the town kind of in thirds so we can keep a rotation going every third year. We were scattered everywhere, and it cost us more money to do little areas here and there all over town. Where we just do the thirds, and we can concentrate on bigger portions and get a lot more done.
What about half of our road that's blacktopped?
I don't know which one Mormon is. Sorry, are you in the Warren subdivision? Is that where that's Larman's at?
I don't know. It's off of it's a block over from Marshall.
So part of that is blacktop on the east side.
Half of our road is. We live in the 700 block of Larman. And then if you go down, then there's new houses and sidewalks and concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Why there's half of it's blacktop, I don't know. It was like that when we moved it.
They did that on Strong Street, too. They did a repair.
Yeah, it could have been a repair. Off the top of my head, I don't know why. But
It's been there. We've lived there 22 years.
Okay.
And it's always been that way.
It probably was a repair, and that was the easiest fixed to and the cheapest to do that if they dug up something and then repaired it.
So you're working on the roads?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a money thing. It's like everything.
Oh,
money.
Yeah.
So.
And so I need to talk to the chief of police about the speeding.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I drive up and down the road over by the cemetery, And, you know, 30 miles an hour doesn't seem very fast. Well, they take off from their house, miss the stop sign, zip up and miss the next stop sign, and then once they go down farther down Larmond, I don't know what they do. But they don't even slow, I mean, they barely slow down those two stop signs.
Yeah, it's been a complaint a lot lately. But talk to the chief over there, and he can maybe get some extra patrol, maybe sit in your driveway for a little bit and watch the traffic.
Be fine. Okay, that's all I got.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything to say? Do you want to talk?
My name is Colin with the Campus Communications Group out of Champaign.
Oh, okay.
We are looking at a fiber optic build here in town. Essentially, our process is called fiber to the home, where we directional drill underground conduit and essentially feed internet service to every home in town, more or less the potential for service. If they choose to sign up, then we have our facilities in place to feed the internet to their home. We typically drill through the right of way, and we set a small handhole that's surface mounted at every other property line. The thought is, we can feed both properties off that handhole if they choose to sign up for it. And like I said, that's all done directional drilled underground. And then from there, we would plow the line to the home itself on the property of the house. So, and like I said, that's something we're looking at doing in town as early as next spring. So.
And you sent them maps, right?
I don't know if I sent them. I've got them with me.
Okay.
And I can send them whichever it is.
If you send them, and then I can get them to our maintenance guy too,
yeah.
And then you guys can kind of talk, because he can help you kind of navigate the location stuff.
Yeah, and, yep. And he shared with me the water plans and everything like that.
Yeah. So. They're not perfect, but we've been working on them, so.
Yep.
Cool. Any questions?
So you guys are planning to do this throughout Tolono, or?
Yes.
Okay. We've had some other entities interested in the same kind of thing.
Yep.
They haven't come to the board at all, but what do residents have to do to take advantage of the fiber optic service?
So we have on our website, you can essentially sign up as interested, and then you're placed on our list, and once we drill, once we get everything in the ground near your home and get our cables pulled, and you get an automated email that says, fiber is live in your area. And then from there, they can sign up for basically an install. And it's $69.99 a month. It's a month-to-month, no long-term contract. And then it's 1 gigabit of service to the home. And it's, like I said, high-speed fiber optic internet.
Is there a data cap a month?
Is it gig up and down, or?
Yes, it should be.
Okay.
And do you have a lot of people interested in Tolono?
Not yet. It typically, as soon as drills start getting in the ground, is typically when people start showing up on the interested list, seeing the actual movement happening.
You will get interest, because what is in the city right now is not very adequate. So, especially with home learning.
I was about to say the same thing. It's very timely.
It's good timing for you guys.
Will it be for businesses as well if they want to sign up?
Yes. So we do, the business packages are separate, basically just depending on what the business itself is looking for. And so that, changes the price versus, what speeds they're needing in that.
So how does your product compare to like an ITV3 or whatever they are now?
So our fiber is quicker typically, and we don't offer currently a TV or video package or anything yet, but it's something we're working on. So a lot of our users typically will use Hulu or stuff like that as far as TV is concerned.
Okay. And I know that some people in town have AT&T for their cell service, so they typically keep their landline.
Right.
Landline would be Frontier or MediaCom typically.
And we are also working on phone packages as well.
Okay.
Alright, any other questions?
What about like in the future, if we have future developments, is that something you guys would come back in then and then provide service for those areas?
Yes.
Okay.
And as far as long term, all of our conduit has tracer wire, and we have two locators that one services locally and the other services like our building to market. So if anybody calls in a Julie ticket, they can come out and mark our stuff. And you know, it happens all the time in Champaign where we have to move it for a new project, and it's typically a pretty easy process to just, you know, shift our conduit and our handhold. But yeah, we typically, we can typically come back and extend on our existing stuff in the ground.
So you said that you were with Campus Communications. So in Champaign, are most of your installs with maybe apartment buildings?
Yes, so most of Champaign is commercial, you know, apartment buildings and everything, but we also last summer did a complete build in Monticello. This past summer we're currently finishing up a build in Mahomet, and we just started Mansfield as well. We did Downs as well last year. So, and that's the same thing, drill to every home in town. So,
whether they want it or not, there will be a box.
Yep. And it's like a pedestal you'd see for another provider, but ours is a surface mounted box. You can mow over it. It's painted green. It's just typically it's less of a disturbance to the area. And if they choose to sign up, then like I said, they'll plow a line from that box to the home and then install it in the home. Or if they choose not to, it sits.
And how much would that cost the consumer to get the line to their house?
The install is free. So it's included in the $69.99 a month. So basically, you know, once we get the box at the house and, or at the property line and all our cables through, if they choose to sign up, then they will have an install scheduled where they'll leave the line on the ground from the handhole and bring it into the home. And then typically within a week or two, we have a crew that comes back and buries it. They bury it with a plow machine, so it leaves a real minimal disturbance to the ground.
Okay.
Are you guys the provider as well, or just?
Pavlov Media is the provider. Okay. They're our parent company. They're also out of Champaign.
And Willa was the one I heard over in Mahomet.
Yep. So they're in certain areas of Mahomet. They're not all in town yet, but we were in town with them at the time. But we've got basically all we got left in Mahomet is the northeast side of town. So.
Yeah, getting with Matt will be good.
Yeah, I'm supposed to briefly.
Perfect.
Do you know which ISPs are servicing Monticello and Downs?
I think they have, I know they have like Frontier and MediaCom, I think is.
I'm sorry, I mean through your fiber.
Oh.
You said that Volo is doing Mahomet and Pavlov would be here.
Yeah.
So who's doing... Who's providing the actual service in Downs and
it's Pavlov as well. So it's okay. Like I said, Pavlov's our parent company, so we do all the install and everything, and it's maintained through Pavlov.
Okay.
Yep. And like I said, our shop and office is same address. So.
Okay.
Cool. Very good.
Thank you.
Anything else for us?
That's all.
Perfect.
I got.
Do we have contact information and
I've got an email.
Yeah, I've got business cards too if you guys would like them.
So. Sure.
Perfect. If you want to leave a few up there and then
yeah.
Alright, for reports, we really don't have anything on the engineering stuff right now. Public Works, do you have anything, Ryan?
No, I haven't been in touch with Matt this week, so.
They've been doing a ton of work and they're starting some ditch work. They've done some locates for that. They've redone a bunch in the office.
He's getting prices for trees and...
The stump grinding should have started this week too, I think.
Very well could have.
Alright, I'm going to skip that. Let's get the police, but we'll go back to it. Bills, did you guys have a chance to look for bills? I didn't see any certificates. Is there any?
Make a motion to pay bills as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Bubba?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Dean?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Approval of regular session minutes for July 21st, 2020. See the executive session. Did you hand them?
Yeah, they are in here.
I make a motion to accept the regular meeting minutes as
second.
Shall we?
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, we're going to skip the review of the policy manual for right now. I'm trying to get down to executive session as well. We're moving down to here. New business, the discussion approval. I'd like to bump up. This is actually Jared 1 brought this up.
Jared
bumping
1?
Up.
Which one's Jared 1?
The first one on the board. So brought it up that to bump up the money for the burner, so okay. Give you more options.
We're in some discussions between me
okay.
and Matt. And, you know,
what
and
do you,
well, and also
what would give
so
you
it's approved, so you can just
yeah, so you can
buy.
Just buy it.
We don't need to come bring it back.
What do you need it bumped up to? To where it'd give you a little bit of a cushion.
I mean, 50's brand new one, so I wouldn't think it needs to be much more than a 40, maybe 45.
So, well, might as well do 50 get brand new one. So.
I mean, that's up to everybody here.
It's up to you guys. Do you want to?
What was it at?
40.
It was at 40.
Yeah, and they have. At least as of right now, they've gone up from what they were in early spring. Because I was finding them for like a 200-hour machine.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know, 30, around 25, 30, I think. And now they're like 35, 40. So.
Okay.
Do you want to bump it up to 50? And that way we can get it. Because the dump's overrunning.
Oh, I know it is. It's
so that way it gives you options. If,
okay.
If you can't find a decent used one, then...
What I'll do is I'll get their top or bottom price for a brand new one, and then
okay.
get... There's, I know, at least two models. They're the same years, just different hours. You can get prices on them, and then we can... And we're wanting pictures, too. They haven't sent us pictures yet of their
okay.
used models, so... I don't want to get... It's something we're going to use a lot, so I
exactly.
want to get a nice one that is going to last us.
Then I would say get a new one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
just get almost. Just spend 50 grand and get a brand new
right.
one.
I'll get,
the
I'll get some
better.
Prices still.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I need a motion to bump that up.
Motion to approve the expense up to $50,000 for an air curtain style burner for the village.
And a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
All right. I didn't see any special events. We kind of had the sales the sales thing. Now, there's going to be another meeting on Thursday at 5:30. It should be like in and out 5 minutes. It's posted to pass the resolution to get the cannabis thing on the ballot. So it should be like an in and out meeting, unless people show up for comments and stuff. But
Here.
It'll be here at 5:30.
Okay.
If everybody can't make it, I just need three of you here.
Okay.
So.
And I'll send the agenda and the resolution out tomorrow.
Perfect. All right, do you have anything you want to add? I mean, we can go back into open session here in a minute, but I'd like to go to, if anybody wants to add anything real quick to open session.
Can, I need IT expert to look at this because I can't get on the Teams. Can we send those out just for a few weeks? Or
still
a few
the
meetings?
Google Drive.
So
we could probably do both.
So you can take it with you if you need to.
Yes, sir.
I think we need to revisit our golf cart ordinance.
Just did another.
Specifically the portion of it that describes what we don't allow
that's
on the streets.
On, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because so there are some saddle style vehicles that are running down our streets extremely fast.
They're not.
And now I know, but we need to make sure that there's teeth in our ordinance.
There should be because we took IDOT's explanation of a...
Right.
But you say there should be a fine.
There needs to be something in there to prevent people from using those in town.
Why don't we put it on the agenda to...
Our next regular meeting.
Yeah, to review and approve.
I mean, I'm seeing...
Yes, sir.
I was just going to suggest, I think right now, where you're silent on it, it gives the judge latitude to go up to 750. That's having us take it to court. I think that if you just put in a flat amount,
I think that's what
that'll scare people and have effect, and they have the option of just paying us directly without us going to court. So you could pick a fine level that you want. My suggestion, and I don't have any great experience in it, but it seems to me that a fine amount, like $200 or $300, is enough to catch someone's attention, but is small enough that they'd actually pay it versus making us take them to court.
See, I like progressive fines, though, too. Like, start at $100 and then for first offense.
Yep.
And
so come up with all that definition.
We've got a state ticket, too.
Easily do it.
I missed what we were talking.
We're going to review the ATV policy, so pull that policy, look at it. If there's anything you want added to it, taken away, we're going to put a fine in it. So you guys will have some teeth to, like, the people running around the ATVs. Because there's a lot. I've actually seen quite a few of those. So
I mean, right now it's a $164 ticket, but we would only get $30-$40 from it. Or
yeah.
Not.
But write ordinances. I mean, if we get up to full staffing on a police department, start writing ordinances, then we get all the money. So.
Is it a ticket for crossing 45?
That's an ordinance. We have an ordinance for that.
Golf carts?
Yeah. Golf carts or
yeah.
UTVs.
I mean, if they're on the ATVs, or that's just being on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Should be any violation.
So
should be.
I think a fine of crossing anywhere besides the stop sign too, because I'm starting to see
more people.
Is there a fine though? Or
yeah,
is
there's
there,
a $200
okay.
fine, I believe.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, the whole golf course is $200, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
yeah. I think so.
Anything
violation of it, but
yeah.
I don't think ATVs is like outlined in there that it's a fine.
That almost may need to be a separate ordinance. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we can visit. That we'll put on the agenda, so that way we can.
But we can't because
can you,
we have some farmland that's actually still in.
Find it.
But we need to make sure that's in writing.
It is in the state law. We can't preempt that, so.
I hear what you're saying, and I'm not saying that for this board, but down the road, someone may misinterpret that. I would love for it to state that on agricultural ground, these are allowed, as opposed to, you know.
Well, they're not allowed on the roadway no matter what.
I thought
right.
there was something in there, Jared, if they were going to and from people.
There is.
If they're
using it for farm business, it's fine. You can ride on the roadway, up and down the road, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah,
but you're using it for farm business.
These young people were definitely not using these for farm business.
And that, I mean, if I were to see it while I'm working, I can stop them. I can write them the state ticket. I can give them a warning that it'll be in our system that the next time could be a citation. I mean, we do have options now, if I see it when I'm working. And then if we get more officers out on the streets,
we can also...
There's
a lot more than just ATVs on the roadway right now.
Snowmobiles.
Snowmobiles.
What?
Yeah, that was downtown Champaign.
Yeah, downtown
Champaign. These kids are now getting these, like, four-way, like, race cars.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting out of hand.
All right. Anything else before we go to executive session? Yes, ma'am.
I just had a comment on this. I call it the golf cart parade at 6:30 every night because everyone tootles around. And I haven't seen anyone in particular, but I don't know how many we have registered in town.
Over 100.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And my question, but it came out, I think, on the water bill. That my question to the board was, so what's the ordinance of the age limit?
You have to be 16 and have a valid driver's license.
Well, it came out on, was it the water bill?
It came out in the Next Neighbor app.
Oh,
I can't remember if it was on the...
Whatever it came out, I thought, well, that's great. Not that anybody would adhere to it, but...
because we...
I'm sure there are people out there that are driving without a driver's license.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I talked to some last week. Counseled them on the ordinance.
But I seem to remember when COVID started,
we got a little lax.
We lessened our restriction on age.
We didn't lessen our restriction on age. We got a little lax.
No, I specifically remember someone saying that because there's nothing for them to do,
yeah,
that it would be okay if people under 16 were driving, so long as they were driving slow. And I thought to myself, no, that's not okay.
I must not have been here for that meeting. But yeah, that shouldn't be
happening. I
don't think I was
all right here
either. No, you're right. It's not okay.
So we'll make a motion to affirm Terrence's statement. It's not okay.
All right. Anything else? All right, and motion to go to executive session for employee stuff.
Oh, me.
That's your turn.
Oh, okay. Motion to adjourn to executive session for the limited purposes of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees, courtesy of 5 ILCS 120/2C1.
Buffo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Bing?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, we'll take a couple minutes break, and thank you for coming again.